Hello, this is Sammy J. Welcome to our weekly beach football roundup, week 4. Let's start in our Huntington Beach League. In the after-party division, Team Wasted Talent stayed perfect in the division with another solid performance on the beach last Saturday. In the party division, only teams Ratchet Throws and Patrice remain undefeated as they try to separate from the rest of the pack, as teams Apocalypse Meow and Gluteus Maximus try to hold on to the last two playoff spots. In the pre-party A division, teams Show Me Your TDs and Comeback SCN are leading the way in a division where a 2-2 team is in 11th place. With such a tight race, no team can afford to lose if they want to make it into the postseason. In the pre-party B division, a win by the Huntington Agents inched their way closer to the playoff spot with only 3 games remaining, while team HB Lokes solidified their position with a win of their own. Lastly, our goalie keg division. Team Grill TDs remained undefeated in a division with a decisive win last weekend. Teams The Pen also came up to play as they won both of their games and jumped 4 spots in the standings. Moving to our Newport League, in the after-party division, teams Brady Broccoli got their first win of the season with an amazing touchdown catch as time expired. Also on the deck this week is the much-anticipated matchup between teams Dilly Dilly and Murica. In the party division, teams IP and Tough Beaches still haven't tasted defeat this season, while the B Squad and Shake and Bake are still looking for their first W. In the pre-party division, team Sandmines has come out of nowhere, and they are now 3-1, and they sit in third place. Team Pittsburgh Feeler stumbled a bit with a loss last Sunday, and team Netflix and Drill remains undefeated. Lastly, our Golden Keg division. Team Ballstuff continues to impress, going undefeated in a division where the top 7 team only has a maximum of 1 loss. Team Money Team is within earshot of the last playoff spot, but they need to go at least 2-1 the remainder of the season to have a chance to get in. Well, that's your weekly beach football roundup. Good luck to all teams, and we'll see you on the sand.